Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
To another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And they're a month away from joining the National Football League. April 25th, Nashville, Tennessee, things get underway. 3 days of first to seventh round selections. And in between that time, we're going to have a lot of shows, and there's going to be a lot of players crisscrossing the nation as they go on visits with some of the teams that are very, very interested in their abilities. And one of the young men who is on that radar is Neil O'Connor, the New Hampshire Wildcats standout receiver. He was a two-time All-CAA receiver, a ton of production, a ton of ability. He's going to call into the show. If you miss any of our shows in their entirety, you'd like to go back and listen to them or download them, they're always free and available at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to know a little bit more about them, their draft analysis, and what we think of them, you can always go to collegeofpro.com, go in their 2019 NFL draft prospects, hit their position, and then you will find a link for everything you need to know about these young men as they make their path towards that next level. And we had a fantastic guest on earlier today from Ferris State. It's their receiver, 6'2", 211, and he's got a really fantastic buzz surrounding him right now. Legit size, ran a 4.44. I had a couple of the pro days that he performed at, but again, a lot to talk about. But with that said, before we talk any more about anyone else, we're going to talk all about Neil O'Connor, our standout guest today. Neil, welcome to the program. We always kind of like to ask, can you believe your time at the collegiate career is kind of come and gone, and you're literally 1 month away from finding out about the National Football League and if you're going to be drafted?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's pretty surreal. College really, it flew by, it went by in the blink of an eye. So I'm excited though. I'm happy for, looking forward to what's going to happen next.
Awesome. Now for you, I mean, fantastic ability, New Hampshire. I mean, you I think you probably could have accomplished everything on a personal level that you could ask for. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, did you play way back then? And were you always the better athlete?
Yeah, I've been, I started playing in third grade, so I've really been playing all my life. And, you know, even when we were younger, I was always pretty good. I had a couple older brothers that kind of helped me be ready for when I started playing. So I was pretty good when I was younger, like in Pop Warner.
Are you guys competitive with one another?
Oh, yeah, I was the youngest. So, you know, they all played three sports in high school, played college football. So it was always pretty competitive.
How about now? Still competitive?
Yeah. They're not playing anymore, but so I think I might have them now. They used to get me back in the day.
I mean, if you guys are just going to play a game of horse, I mean, does it get intense or is it just kind of relaxed or could it get heated?
No, it's definitely more relaxed than it used to be, I think.
Awesome. I just like to ask, you know, we get a lot of guys on with brothers and sometimes we can hear some funny things that still go on. Quincy Williams, in fact, the brother of Quinton Williams from Alabama, he was on the show, and, you know, they said the only reason he actually started playing football because he couldn't stand Quinton just being the only one getting attention, so he decided to suit up and get after it himself. So that's why we like to kind of tend that way. So, I mean, let's go here. You know, what other positions did you play? I'm sure you probably played both sides of the football, you know, going through high school and whatnot, but how did you settle into that receiver position, and who was looking at you coming out of high school?
In high school, I played ball. I played safety. Played quarterback actually my senior year. But I knew I wasn't getting recruited to play quarterback. I was getting recruited mainly as a safety, defensive back, and
wow.
New Hampshire, Bryant, NEC schools were recruiting me. Got to New Hampshire. I went in as a safety and eventually got moved to offense. And just kind of filled in and it worked out there.
Oh, that's excellent. Now let me ask you this. I mean, were you a quarterback, and how much time did you have at receiver going to the collegiate level?
Yeah, I played receiver for 2 years in high school, and then senior year,
I made
the transition to quarterback. So I had some experience.
Wow. Wow, and then lo and behold, you become one of the top Colonial Athletic Association receivers in the last, 4 years while you're doing your thing with the Wildcats. Impressive stuff. Once again, Neil O'Connor here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and they already have his draft bio posted, and we'll be touching up on the draft stuff once we conclude our episode. For you, I mean, kind of take us through this point. I mean, no one knows really how it's going to turn out, but you have fantastic success, Neil. When did you start to kind of get in the back of your mind that, you know, what you're doing on Saturdays could potentially become something you can do on Sundays for a living?
Yeah, I mean, when I first got there, I was just trying to get on the field any way I could. And, special teams were my first year, and then just learning the playbook, figuring it out, getting it all down. I was able to start making some plays like sophomore year, and then junior year had another better year. And, you know, my coaches were asking me about whether I wanted to, you know, try to play at the next level. And to that point, I hadn't really thought about it. All I was thinking about was, you know, but, you know, I realized I have an opportunity. So it's something I've always wanted to do. So to actually realize, see it coming into be.
It has to be almost like a dream come true and a little bit of ways to go. But obviously, I've been hearing some very good things about you. Let me ask you this, and we ask this of all the guys. I mean, if we threw you in that room with these NFL scouts, the guys that, you know, have the eye on you, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you when they're breaking down tape? What are those abilities that, you know, that are really top-notch?
I think to start, you know, my running route running ability and catching ability. It's something I really pride myself on, you know, doing little things and routes to get open and, you know, catching every ball that comes my way, just making the plays. I think they'd also, you know, like my football IQ. You know, I've always prided myself on being fully prepared and getting every if you can outsmart a defender or an opponent, just, you know, any way that'll help you. I think I've always prided myself on that.
Nice. What's your favorite route? I mean, they're calling a play-in. I mean, what's the one you love hearing?
You know, I love just something over the middle, you know, like third and short, you know. I know they're coming to me. I got to get the first. That's really my favorite part, you know, making the big plays on third and one.
Hey, there's nothing better. Coaches love if you can continue that drive and they don't have to bring out the butter, Neil. So.
Maybe senior year, Troy's game just was a little injured and kind of saw their offense and the production. So maybe that might be a little thing that they might not know. So the numbers were a little down.
That's why we asked. That's why we asked. Like I said, you get a lot of different things. And, you know, sometimes there's a different coordinator that comes in. Some of these things they know, but, you know, like some of these things, you know, we don't. We just like to ask to share it. Now, I would assume when we ask this again, it's a cliche question, but, I mean, do you get comparisons to everybody? I mean, I could probably say right now who you're going to say. I mean, probably Giuliano. I mean, not you, but just comparisons, but that's fair enough. But, I mean, who do you get comparisons to?
Yeah, that's definitely the leading one. People say, you know, well, Julian Edelman. And, you know, I'm fine with that. That's a great compliment watching him play. Now, I grew up in Massachusetts, so I was always a huge fan of him. So just being compared to him is pretty awesome. But I would say, that would probably be the most common one for sure.
Yeah, hey, it's a guy I would say. And just, you know, he was on the program too. Back in the day, he was on the show a few times. And I remember Charlie Fry threw to him obviously we all know we went to Kent State, but they're right next to each other against Akron. So Kent was in the morning. Akron Pro Day was later in the day, so we drove over to Akron. And I remember after Pro Day was over, it was me, Julian, and Charlie just sitting on the field, and Julian went up to do something. And God bless Charlie Fry. Charlie Fry was as convincing and as – you know, he just said, this kid is going to make it. He's going to be somebody. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to take your word for it. And lo and behold, you know, Super Bowl MVP and one of the most productive receivers in the last decade. So hopefully you follow those things that way, Neil. 10 years from now, I hope I'm retired in 10 years, but 10 years from now, if I'm still doing this show, I can say, hey, Neil O'Connor was the same guy way back when, and I can, and they'll relate to you saying the comparison, but it happens. Once again, Neil O'Connor, the Wildcat standout receiver here on the C2P, breaking things down. For you, I mean, this last few months, were you training anywhere in particular, getting ready for Pro Day? And if so, how much maybe height, weight? We really can't change the height, but in terms of weight, did you stay where you needed to be?
Yeah, I've been training at Exceed in Westboro, Mass. Been going there like six days a week since January. And yeah, I put on like 11 pounds, got faster, jumped higher. So it was pretty awesome, the results to see.
Yeah. So is it fair enough to say Neil O'Connell was looking at himself in a little bit more in the mirror over the last few months?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely trying to make some changes, some growth, you know.
Yeah. And I saw your Pro Day numbers. I mean, fantastic Pro Day, you know, results. I mean, I know everybody wants to do better, but, I mean, how happy were you with the way everything turned out for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty happy with how I performed. I thought I could have done a couple things a little better, but, you know, that always happens. So, but I was pretty satisfied with the results.
Nice, nice. If you could go back and do one more again, which one do you feel most confident that you could do better?
I would say, you know, the short shuttle. I think I've hit better numbers, and I think I could hit a better number on that for sure.
Nice, nice. About three? I mean, what, 3.9 maybe? I mean,
yeah, I was hitting like some 3.9s and just working out. And I was saying, yeah, 3.9s, low fours pretty consistently, so.
And you definitely got some springs on you. I mean, a 35.5-inch invert, 10-1 broad. I mean, those are big boy numbers, man. And you're not some 6'5", 210 guy. I mean, you're, you know, 5'10", 5'11". You got pretty good springs. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. It's definitely gone up. I've been training. You know, I always thought I could jump a decent height, you know. Never a huge dunker, but I'd be able to slip one in here and there.
Awesome stuff. Hey, man, we're almost out of time, Neil, but you've been a real pleasure to get to know, and we're so glad you came on the program. But we always would like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right, yeah, sounds good.
Okay, did you have a crazy nickname for the Wildcats? And if not, did somebody else on the team have a crazy nickname, and how'd they get it?
I mean, my whole life people have called me Ellison. That's not really crazy, but one that I that kind of caught on when I was there was Snail. I don't know. A couple of my buddies started calling me Snail, and it kind of just stuck. They just kept saying it. So that was a pretty crazy nickname. I never expected to be called that.
Yeah, dude, you could ask me to give me 50 different names and even hints. I'd have never said Snail. How about this one?
Right.
Coach McDonald, been there along. Did anybody on the team do a great impersonation of him? And if they did, would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, we had one of our captains, senior captains, defensive end. His name was Jaylen Hoare, and he could impersonate everyone. And he would do it in front of Coach Matt. Coach Matt kind of got a kick out of it. It was pretty funny. He could do all our coaches pretty well, so it was pretty funny.
Excellent. And we got two